Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Answers for the Family. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and for those of you that have been listening, sending in questions and comments, thank you so much. And please continue to help spread the word that every Monday from 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time, this show will bring on special guests that can inspire, educate, and in some cases entertain, while bringing answers and options to making our lives happier, healthier, and more successful. And I would really appreciate it if you could all do me a huge favor. Please forward one of our shows to your social media group and to someone you know that can benefit from a particular show. This is one powerful way we together can make a positive difference in the world. And this is a show that you can send it to everybody because it will help everybody. I guarantee it. Now, Answers for the Family will continue throughout the year to address a variety of issues such as locating a runaway teen, family crisis intervention, building self-esteem, dealing with addictions, and creating greater health, happiness for you and your family. Now, we're going to introduce you to talented authors and new innovations in the areas of health, security, and fun for you and your family. Now, before we get to our guest and our topic for today, I just want to thank all of you for taking your precious time, not only to listen to this show, but especially for those that are sending in questions, comments, and suggestions, because without those, we don't get better. So, now, right now, we're kind of conducting an experiment. Let me put this thing straight here so that everybody sees that it's LA Talk Radio. If you would like to follow along with this on Facebook Live, you can go to directly to the Dare to Be Kind movement. Or
you just go to G. Von Ray.
G. Von Ray. Okay. So if you go to G. Von Ray on Facebook Live or on Facebook, you'll be able to go live and you'll be able to follow part of this. You may only be able to see Gabriella because I may not be that well at pushing the buttons here to make this work. But just know that you want to stay with us, you want to listen, because today we're going to talk about kindness and gratitude for 2019 and beyond. And with me is Gabriella Von Ray, and she is the founder of the Dare to Be Kind movement. She's been on the road filming since early November, and she began her travels on the West Coast in Los Angeles on November 1st and has worked her way through Arizona, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and she's continuing through the Northeast towards the East Coast. And she is interviewing nonprofit associations and people from all walks of life who have taken up the Dare to Be Kind challenge of one act of kindness in a 2-mile radius. And that's the way to highlight to everyone how kindness begins right there in your own neighborhood. So through showcasing people who took their own pain and made it into their greatest strength, it's a strength that enables them to help others. Through that, we can create safer communities, healthier relationships, and make the shift from the bystander syndrome to becoming an active participant in the transformation that occurs when one takes the time to dare to be kind. So, Gabriella, first of all, thank you so much for being with me, and I know that you've been a huge part of the show the last year or so, and so let's talk a little bit about this.
Thank you for having me.
What's that?
I'm so excited. Thank you for having me. And I'm so excited to do this last day of the year. I just kind of feel it's more special than all the shows I have been able to do with you.
Well, and I think it is too, because I think what we're trying to do, there's a lot of people out there that tonight or tomorrow are going to set up a New Year's resolution.
Exactly.
And I thought this is the perfect time. If there is one resolution that you can do that is going to have a great effect on you and everyone around you, is to be more kind and to be more grateful. And I'm just so thankful that you are traveling around the world spreading that word.
Yep.
So share with us a little bit about the TV series and who it's targeted towards.
Well, when I started this tour, let's start with that. When I started this tour, I just want to tell people is we deviate nonstop because, like, I thought, for example, that I was just going to stay 2 days in New Mexico, Albuquerque, but I happened to have a lot of demand and a lot of work there with children, the Boys and Girls Club. So I ended up staying 6 entire days in New Mexico. So we just kind of travel crisscross around a country per country. And then depending how fast this takes fire, this kindness, right? And the ripple effect, then we kind of track backwards because people say, hey, we didn't meet you. We want to learn more about kindness. So if I go twice to the same place, it's just because we were asked to come back. So that's one of the great things. But it's also a little bit confusing for the person that hears about it. They kind of go, is that the second time she was in Milwaukee? You know what I mean? But that's just because they asked me back.
But the beauty of that is that means it's taking effect. That means that there are people out there that are going, hey, I love this. I need to spread the word, and I need her back here to help me do that. So it's great.
Absolutely. I love that you say that because this is exactly what's happening. I am going in the new year to Milwaukee, Duluth, Minnesota. So I'm going somewhere where it just dumped 12 inches of snow. And then I'm going to Michigan, Kalamazoo, Flint, Michigan. I've been asked back. And then I will head for Columbus, Ohio. I'm asked back again. And then last but not least, I will go to Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Okay.
Pennsylvania. And so in 1 month, I'm doing a lot of cities again, but with way more talks on kindness. That's how much it's taking effect. And now, so I'm very excited to share that.
Now, is that information on your website? So again, if you say for the website or for the Facebook Live account, where can they go? If somebody's listening and they go, well, wait a minute, I'm in Pittsburgh, but I don't know what day she's going to be here. Where can they go to find that out?
Okay. So what you can do is go to the daretobekindmovement.com or Dare to Be Kind Movement Facebook page. You do whatever is most convenient for you. And we have a map. Now, the map is never complete. But if you're not on that map, just make it, you know, write us, hashtag Dare to Be Kind, and say, we want you to come to our city or our township, because we will. No stone is left unturned, and none of this entire tour has nothing to do with money. So if someone is afraid to invite me to a school or a community center or a church, feel free to ask, because if it's at all possible, we will do it. And this is pro bono.
That's
we
beautiful.
Ask the companies for money.
That's I love it. You know, I mean, where else can you go somewhere to where you have someone who's bringing kindness for you and not asking for anything in return except that you spread it?
Except that you spread it. You can go to our website, and at the bottom of the page it says, "Be the difference, I'm in." And that's all you have to do. But there is something really interesting that you could become. Is we believe really strongly, and we've talked about this before, Alan, about instigating.
Yes.
You know, you instigate something beautiful by being the host of this radio show, because in people and in your listeners, you've created a safe space for people to ask questions about family and children and everything that pertains to that. And some are very painful questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's very joyous. But by creating that, you are an instigator of good, right? Of kindness, of something bigger than yourself. And well, so I think that is beautiful what you do. And you are, in my book, a kindness instigator by taking your own job and doing something on the side to bring awareness, kindness, and empathy and compassion to others.
Well, thank you. And I think a lot of that comes from something that goes right along with kindness, which is gratitude. And in regards to this show, part of the reason for even starting this show 9 years ago was the fact that I was so grateful for the opportunities that were given to me. And I wanted to see, how can I share a lot of this with other people? How can they get information that will help them for their family? So, you know, that was, so that was one of the ways that I was thinking about getting the word out. And I love the fact that you're not only getting it out over the airwaves, but you're there. You are, as I call, the boots on the ground that is there, right there, answering their questions and doing everything you can to instigate more kindness.
Yeah. But let's be very, very clear. What is kindness? Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost the same as when we say love, or when we say a negative thing, anger or hate. People don't always know what it means for someone else. And so we have learned in the last few years to make a big distinction between nice and kind. And why do I say that? Because you hear the word kindness everywhere, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
You hear it now on CNN, you hear it on MSNBC, BBC World, everyone, every media says the word. But they don't really talk about the meaning and how to make it part of your lifestyle. And so one of the things that I've noticed in the last 3 years is that when someone is nice, we actually seem to call that kindness. And so I'm going to give you a real easy example.
Okay.
Children, for all the parents out there that have children, we teach our children right from wrong. At least I hope we do. Mm-hmm. And then once we do that, we tell them, for example, to give their seat in a bus or in a tram or in a metro to someone that is an elder. And we tell them to hold open a door in the supermarket, right? Don't slam that door in the face of someone. Just hold it open for a second. These are what I perceive as part of our values and our standards, right?
Right.
It's etiquette. But suddenly etiquette is like, let's get a video because, oh my gosh, we've done something so kind. And I would like to, although I love all the kindness that goes around, I would love to educate here for a second.
Please.
I love it that you're nice. I love that. I'm not saying to stop it. But I'm not saying that that is kindness. Kindness is just that little level above it. So it is that level where you go beyond you.
Yes.
You go beyond just holding a door open. It's not something automatic. It suddenly happens to be something that you see. Let's be honest. We walk past homeless people every single day, most of us. We walk past the news, even though we hear suicide. We are tone deaf because we've heard it too often. We're tone deaf. We've heard bullying too often. And so we pass it. So I'm saying kindness is to stay sensitive to the world around us, to see it, and to stop. And then take that one moment to be the difference. That is kindness at its best. And as I always say, and I really mean this, and I'm 4'11", so I know what I'm talking about. Each time I'm a little kind, just a tiny fraction, I walk taller. I really do. I know nobody believes me, but I walk taller.
You know, as you were saying that, and when you use the analogy with children, one of the thoughts that came to mind with me and when my children were younger, it was there was a certain amount of things that were expected from them to get their allowance. So it's, these are the things that you do because it's what you do because you're part of this family, and that's just what you do. But when you do something over and above that, that's when you get, you know, an additional, you know, whatever it may be, whatever it is that you're asking for, you know, it's going that extra mile. It's doing something beyond just what is part of what is expected of us. So, yeah, I like the way in which you presented that.
But do you know why we don't do it? I noticed it yesterday by myself. So I'm in the car with Bobby, my manager, and I'm in the car with Bobby and Rob, a friend of mine who takes care of my little dog. And I'm in the car, and we had very nice lunch with shrimp with some friends that don't get to see me a lot. So it was a real treat, right? And then Rob said, let's all go to Whitey's. And Whitey's is a big ice cream place in Iowa, right? And the Iowans will say to you, it's the best ice cream in the world. And I go along, so yes, it's the best ice cream in the world. And I wanted ice cream too. And in the drive-thru, the truck in front of us, and I could see it because it was my eye height, had the gauge where you take the gas was open. That little door, you know? It was open. And I asked Bobby, and I asked Rob, and Bobby answered, I'm nice, not kind. And that's what she's known for. When she travels with me, she explains this to people. And then Rob said, oh, don't do that, you know? So I went out of my way, and, you know, for 2 seconds, Alan, I was afraid of rejection, right? Mm-hmm. Because I walked out of the car. While we were in that thing, I wasn't sure if the car was going to move forward or if it was going to drive away. And I knocked very gently on the window because I didn't want to scare the driver. And then he immediately opened his window. And I said, is it okay that I push your gauge or, I don't know, that little door closed? Right. And he said, is it open? And I said, yes. Do you mind? And he was going to come out. And I said, no, no, I'll do it. I'm out here. And then I did it, and he said, thank you very much, and that was the end of it. But do you see, for that little fraction of a second, I was scared to be rejected, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's that rejection that keeps us not from helping the other human being. Because what if they say, I don't want you?
It's a good point.
And that kind of makes you feel bad if they would say that. And then you're kind of like, well, why am I going to help them? It's funny that we always do the negative part with the deep voice.
You know, Gabriella, one of the things I was thinking is that, you know, as we started the show, I think we have a lot of new listeners and such, and they may not know much about you because I didn't go into a big introduction or anything as I might normally. But so for those people that haven't heard you on the show before, share a little bit about your story and how it shaped you to be the person you are today, because I think that will help them to understand a little bit as to how you became you.
Okay. So how I became me is basically through a lot of pain. My biological mother, I was born in Pakistan, in the north of Pakistan, at the foot of the Himalaya mountain. And I was brought somewhere between 8 days and 10 days old to a Catholic orphanage where I got the name Gabriella. So I was baptized there immediately as Gabriella. And then I lived in the orphanage for 3 years, and then I got lucky. And I got adopted by Dutch folks in the Netherlands. But between the orphanage and the adoption comes a lot of kindness that was bestowed on me. People that really picked up the ball, like I say, because they made it happen. They made sure that KLM helped. You know, everyone did their part. And everyone saw the little girl. So it's not as if they could ignore me, because there were 15 children at that orphanage. I could have gone unnoticed. The reason I got noticed is because I grabbed hold to a leg of Helen, who was a volunteer there, a British volunteer. And I said, did you find my family? And she thought I was slightly off. And I insisted. So every time she came, I had the same sentence. Hi, how are you? Are you coming here to play with us? And where's my family? And so she started digging, and she realized that I wasn't off and that there was mentally maybe nothing wrong with me at that time, that's for sure. And but because of her noticing, see, that's where I get this from. You have to see it. You have to want to see it. And so she decided to want to see it. Then she started digging, and there were adoption people. And so I moved to the Netherlands, and in Holland, and I always say this, and don't think I have anything negative to say about Holland, but adoption comes with a price. because out of when I lived in the orphanage, nobody told me that there was anything wrong with me. See, Alan, the truth is I don't see me. You don't see you. I see you, Alan. But we need each other to see the goodness in each other. And not just physically, the real goodness of the personality. And so what is incredibly difficult is that once I was adopted, the price is not fitting in, right? Because at school, when I was little, they asked me why I was brown and how it had come on my skin. Could I wash it off? And all these things that you don't understand anything about. And then to top it off, just to add a little bit more, is that people then were fearful of me. So I write about when you have pain, take it. Take the pain. Make it into your greatest strength, which in turn makes you the cause's best ally. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I do. And that is what turned into this beautiful Dare to Be Kind movement. There are so many human beings like myself. There are so many. You do it. I just gave you the compliment. You do it. There are so many people, individuals in America. Like, for example, in Flint, Michigan, I met so many people that are doing the most awesome things, and they get never noticed. They get never featured. They are never on a TV show, but they are awesome human beings, and I want to feature them because I want to show people that kindness is alive. It's there. It's on the surface. We just got to pull it back in.
Well, you're right on target, and I think, and I've said before, I think even on the show, that I've said for many years that we need positive TV shows. We need more people like yourself and like the people that you're meeting. We need them to be highlighted, and I'm so excited that you've started one, that because I'm a firm believer that if we have more viewers that go to watch what it is that you're doing, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, once the viewers give their attention or their eyeballs to shows like yours, it will improve the overall wellness of the world. And if millions of us watch, okay, once millions of us watch, advertisers recognize that. And once they recognize it, they'll follow. And once the advertisers follow, then the networks will follow because that's what they want. The networks want the money, okay? That's their goal. Yep. They're going to go wherever it is the eyeballs will go. So if we can get people to shift their eyeballs over to positive things instead of the negative, divisive stuff that's being put out there now, then you know then we're going to make a huge difference. And that's why I'm so excited about what it is that you can do. So besides watching, besides you know going on the website and showing where you're at on the map, what else can we do to help?
So what we would love, first of all, I would love a sponsor tomorrow, if possible. Well, might as well put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me jump on that one for a minute. Okay. So we are in Los Angeles. And because we're in Los Angeles, that means that there are producers, there are directors, there are network people, there are people out here that are listening. So how would you like to be the one that said, you know what? There's too much negative stuff out there. We want to make a difference. This is where we want to sponsor. So be the one that goes to there, sponsors this, and that's how you're going to make a difference. A lot better than you are than putting on a bunch more divisive crap that does get put on.
Absolutely. And so one of the things, but I just wanted to add just one little thing here. The reason this kindness is so easy for me and for anyone that's watching here on Facebook Live too, I just wanted to say gratitude. I was so grateful to have a family. Even though it didn't work out 100%, I was really grateful to have them in my life, you know, to get a second chance at a family. So that's one. And I think the gratefulness in me had something like, okay, so what can I do then for others? You know, what can I, you know, is there something I can do? And I always, as a child, stayed within my radius. And so, you know, I wasn't a big adult that had money and that could donate something to Africa. But as a child, I was instilled something beautiful by my mother. And I think she did that to the grandkids too. My mother always volunteered her time, always gave back to the community. So my adopted mother, I learned that from her. And to me, that's one of the biggest gifts that she gave me. And so in turn, I do that, right? So when I was 9, I started volunteering in an old folks home with her when I went. And then we did something else. And, you know, and it just, it became second nature. So what I want people to know is, even if you never meet anyone of the Dare to Be Kind movement, I hope you do, but if you don't, then think of all the beautiful things you can do in a 2 mile radius, 2 kilometer radius for the people that are watching in Europe. And I see that the son of my sister is on Facebook Live here. And I wanted to tell him, because he's young, something that the young people can do, and your children could do this, Alan, is what if all the young children go to old folks' homes and they help the elderly, especially now when they're lonely, help them during these holidays, help them to teach them on their cell phones how to do FaceTime, how to do Facebook, how to talk on Messenger with family that isn't always close. They need that. They love when you come in and teach them that. Right?
Now, that, well, yes, and I think it's beautiful. As you were saying that, it was reminding me of when I used to go to the home that my grandmother was at. But the reason why young people need to is because you can teach them about all of the electronic things that Gabriella is talking about that I probably wouldn't be the one to do. But it's still being there. What? Oh, yeah. But it's being there for them. You know, it's not, you know, trying to show them, look, you don't know about this, so I'm showing you. That's not how they're taking it. They're just happy to be there. And in fact, and I have a story of one of the trips that I made to Florida to see my grandmother, and it kind of broke my heart at one level, and that was that I would take a group of them. We would go out to dinner and stuff, but we would also, I would take them to church. And one time I took them in, and as we're walking down the line, I'm being introduced to the pastor, and my grandmother says, "This is my grandson, Alan." And so I shake the person's hand, and then the next woman that I had driven there turns to the pastor and says, "This is my grandson, Alan." And you know, I was so honored that she was now telling people that I was her grandson as well. But what I learned later after we got back to the home was that she had a son and a grandson that lived within 2 hours of the home, and they hadn't visited in over a year.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
You know, and that was the part that broke my heart, you know, was, you know, I could see how badly she wanted somebody like that. So she created, you know, their, you know, her grandson in her own head, just so that she would not feel so lonely. So for all of you out there, not only can you go as young people out to these homes, and there's so many things that you can do to help, but many of us, you know, we're at that age, some of us are at that age now to where we have parents or grandparents that are somewhere. You know, if you're close enough that you can go see them, go see them. If you can't go see them, in this day and age with FaceTime and things like that, you can now, and one of the Christmas gifts that I had gotten from my mom, because I can't be there all the time, is one of those things to where you can send pictures directly to them, you know, that they can turn it on and you can see each other. Mm-hmm. You know, and she doesn't have to do too much. But it's things like that. There are so many ways in which we can stay connected, and that will be one of the huge acts of kindness that we can all do.
They're so sweet. I always go on an empty stomach because I get lots of cookies.
Yeah, exactly.
I got my fill once a month in the sugar department. I got to be honest with that.
Oh.
Hey, Alan, I see a question here online, and you tell me if you would like us to answer it.
Please.
Gina asked here, how do you stay kind during this chaotic political atmosphere? And I'm going to give you the floor, Alan.
Well, I was going to do the same to give you the floor. And it's interesting because we have a similar question that's coming in on this end. that came in through instant message. One of the things is turn off the news, turn off the network news. They make money off of your eyeballs. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, if you, and I say this to people and they go, well, how am I going to know what's going on? Well, tell you what, I just heard a way in which you can get news, but you can get it from people that you trust. And you can, through like Google Alerts and stuff, you can put in that you only want to get sent things, and you can put keywords in. You can put in the words, dare to be kind, okay? And guess what? Whatever comes up online that is part of the Dare to Be Kind movement, that will come up in your... I can't believe I didn't do that.
Are you typing it?
No.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. That will come up in your news feed. So if you do that, you will get news feeds, but you will get news feeds of things that we want to know about. And if there's people that you follow, people that you respect... put their name in and you'll get the feeds that they're listening to. You don't have to watch these things because their job, they have people who are trained psychologists who have studied the brain, and they have learned that you can get people's attention 10 times greater with negativity than you can with positive. And because they've learned that, that's why they're feeding you all of that, because it's a bottom line situation. They want the eyeballs, and to get the eyeballs, they know that they can get more by giving you every crisis and every negative thing, and as twisted or biased as they happen to believe, which is not news, that's people's views, okay, which is different than the news. So that's my first suggestion. You go ahead. You're next.
My suggestion would be same, but I'll pick another one. Just so you know, I try to stay more and more away from the news too, but I then listen to the news in just a short segment online, meaning on my iPad, but I only choose what I want to see.
Good.
Do you see what I mean? And it would be only like, it's like a minute and a half. So you get the gist of what's going on. And just so you guys know, BBC World has a 2 minute of the news of the world, and it's online.
No, that's a great one. Yeah,
the news, nothing else. No opinions, no judgments, nothing. So that's interesting. Just so you know,
right? And if you want to take that one step further, in that 2 minutes, if you see something and they talk about something within there, you can now Google or whatever, Bing or whatever you use, you can then go in and learn more about that particular subject that you're interested in, not whatever it is that they want to feed you.
Absolutely. And for me, the other one, because she's asking how to stay kind during the chaos, I think two things are really of the order now, Gina, this is for you. Is for me what's very, very important nowadays is open the dialogue, because when someone says, well, have you heard about this and this, we're just complaining about it. But open the dialogue. See, I always say to people, the administration, whether you like them or not, is not really the issue. What's the issue is what do the people of America think?
Mm-hmm.
And what do they want? And so if you think we're divisive, then do something so that we're more inclusive, you know, instead of, you know, if you want to see good happening, then make it happen.
Right.
Don't listen to the negative stuff and say, I cannot do anything. Like I said earlier to you, you have no idea the good you can do in that 2 mile radius. And yes, that was very simple what I said about closing the thing on his truck, the gasoline gauge, that was easy to do, but it was kind. And maybe it is because the person in front of you doesn't have, you know, the person in the supermarket is really sad and you can see it. Give him a hug.
Yeah.
Ask
first. Yeah.
I always ask. Yeah. But do you need a hug or
may I give you a hug?
Hurt you.
Yeah.
Did, you know, open that dialogue. And it's through the dialogue I know that the dialogue, she just said the dialogue gets nasty. I know that too. But then remember two things. Don't get triggered. Nobody. It's my favorite quote, guys. This is really the basis of this movement. Nobody strikes another human being coming from a positive place. Nobody. So that means that if we have 7 billion people on this planet, 6.9 billion people are unhappy. They are not grateful. They are not kind because they're in a bubble of pain and misery. So if you're in pain and misery, and believe me, we've all been there, we know it's not easy to be kind or grateful because we're stuck. We're stuck trying to make bills meet, and we get very, very worried. And if we get very, very worried, we can't do it. Would you agree, Alan?
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, time's flying by. We're going to take a break. But again, for everybody out there, you can go to the daretobekind.com movement. You can go to the website. You can get involved that way. There are so many things you can do. And in fact, I also want to encourage you all to visit the Indiegogo page, okay? You can help support the movement or support the TV show as well. And in fact, I already have, okay? So I'm not asking anybody to do anything that I haven't already done because I believe in it. So, but you can get the exact link by going to answersforthefamily.com, and we'll have the exact link on there. But you can also just go to Indiegogo.com, and if you type in Dare to Be Kind in the search bar, it's the first one that comes up, okay? Yeah. So Dare to Be Kind, it's the first one that comes up. If you want to make a difference, this is the way to do it, because there are different ways for all of us. Do it in the way in which it works best for you. That's one way. Another way can be, you know, there's now I'm helping promote something else, but you know, it's a website called Nextdoor. Okay.
Yep, I've heard of it.
Yeah, Nextdoor. You can you join it, and then you become part of your community, and you can join it from a very small standpoint, which is just your neighborhood, or you can click and you can join neighborhoods that are a little bit further. Okay, it's a great way to, in this day and age, to know your neighbors. It's very positive things that are put on there, and I know that the one that's my neighborhood, there is a whole bunch of people that when they're getting ready to move or they're doing spring cleaning, they put free stuff on there, and they go, look, I've got free stuff. I would rather first give it to my neighbors, so yeah. If anybody wants, let me know, because my kids have grown. I don't need bunk beds anymore. Maybe somebody else out there does, and this site is helping to get people to look at community better and do that kindness, exactly what Gabriella's movement is, within a 2-mile radius. Do that act of kindness. Well, this is one way to do it. So we're going to take a break. In the meantime, you can go to the Indiegogo page right now. Just open up another window on your computer. Check it out. So again, for everybody, stay with us. We're going to be right back. You are listening to Answers for the Family.
Founded over 30 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, West Shield has continually focused on resolving issues that negatively impact families and businesses. Our signature therapeutic transportation service helps to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely transported to specialized schools, programs, and treatment centers with unsurpassed experience and success. We are supported by our full-service, licensed investigation agency that has legally, professionally, and compassionately located hundreds of runaways and teens. We are experienced and qualified to help, offering solutions which may include referrals to our international network of top professionals in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, psychiatry, and investigations. Simply put, West Shield Adolescent Services and West Shield Investigations are the best solutions when your family is facing a personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-899-8585. Or visit our website at westshield.com.
And after this commercial, we will be right back.
And we are back.
And we are back. Hi,
yes.
Alan. I put you loud and clear again.
All right.
All right.
So okay. We're listening to Answers for the Family. I am getting a little bit of feedback on myself for some reason.
I hear nothing.
Okay, good. Then it's just in my headset. We've also have some comments and questions that have come in for you, so let me jump to a couple of those.
Okay.
One of them reads, thankfully, mindfulness is now allowed to be included in our schools as an actual daily practice. So I feel it may be the perfect time to remind children that mindfulness and kindness are best friends, each supporting the other. As an elementary school teacher, my observation is that bullying is such a big problem in our schools, and it starts when they are young. They seem to... It starts when they're young. They seem to want to go after those kids that are practicing mindfulness. But I still believe that they need more of the message implanted in them a little bit deeper. It says, I suggest that you might ride the mindfulness wave, which is a cartoon that appeared in my head this week that I wanted to share, which is of two children holding hands in their t-shirts. They read, kindness equals mindfulness, mindfulness equals kindness. Best wishes for the greatest success on your tour. And this is from Anita.
Anita, thank you so much. I couldn't agree more. I have a teacher who is so kind to me. I think she is on Facebook Live, but I would have said it even if she wasn't on there. And she has a classroom of first graders. And I think that is such an awesome age. And this lady, her name is Liz Zhang, and it's Our Lady of Grace. Am I saying that correctly? That's the school in Illinois. And she has me over on a regular basis. But even without me, she does so much stuff for the kids on kindness. She opens that dialogue for that discussion. She does exactly what we've been talking about for half an hour. If you open the dialogue early with the children, then we will have that, because bullying will always happen. See, bullying comes out of insecurity and triggers, right? It comes out of not being good enough. Remember that we were talking about nobody strikes. So if Ms. Zhang has a child that day that is striking out by words or by pushing or shoving, she has the possibility of now saying to that child, hey, sweetheart, what happened? And when you do that, instead of punishment, there's a whole shift. When I see someone go nuts in like, you know, especially these last few days in the supermarkets, you know, for shopping and all that, and you say to the cashier, what happened to your day? You know, can I help? She or he changes. They will not be mean to you anymore. The bullying stops immediately when they can hear it in your tone, when they hear that you mean it, and then kindness prevails. And I know so because I see it in her classroom. These kids are really much better than we are at it. And they're willing to say sorry much quicker than we are.
No, I think you're right. And as somebody who was a room dad for my kids in the classroom, I got a chance to see firsthand how a lot of the young how a lot of the teachers deal with the young students. And it's phenomenal. I mean, you know, they are doing, to me, a great job. They are working with the kids. And, you know, and I see so many positive things that they are trying to portray that I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think bullying won't stop. That we can't eradicate, 1, 2, 3. But we can eradicate how we deal with it.
Yep.
And we can eradicate that children start learning when they're insecure to have tools to communicate it differently.
You know what? Share some of those tools. I know that we've talked about it before, but share some of the tools. And I think there's actually even one of the questions that came in. And let me see.
So Bobby just reminded me to tell all the... See, that's why she's my manager. The brain. She just reminded me to say this one step that was very important. Become an active witness.
Yes.
So we often think that we're a tattletale. But there is a way, of course, to tell the teacher. But I want the children to know that the teacher is their best friend, mm-hmm. and their ally. And so becoming an active witness is the way to go, meaning most children just watch something. And when I ask them, and this is not particularly her class, but when I ask in high schools, why did nobody in the whole group protect that one child? You know what the answer always is? Mm-mm. Afraid. Remember mm-hmm. what I said earlier in the show? Rejection. We are so scared of ourselves, you know, to go out. And so we look around the circle and we hope that someone else in the circle will do it. And sometimes the bullying moment is gone and over. And then we go, oh, we didn't help, right? Because nobody stepped it up. And so becoming an active witness is stepping over your own little shadow and saying, no, I'm going to say something.
Well, and something else that I know that you've shared with me and on the show has been to work as a group. In other words, it's easier if something's happening and you have two or three of your friends, hook arms and go walk over and stand next to that person. Because now you have a little more courage because you're now in numbers. And if you go stand by that person, now the fear shifts to the bully themselves. Because they're now seeing that people are standing with that person, not standing behind them and laughing and giggling or whatever they're doing.
But do you remember the Newton's cradle, those little metal balls?
Yes.
I will put the video on Facebook and I'll tag you, okay? Tag LA Talk Radio Show. I always show that to children. If you take one of them out, so that's the same thing. You stand in a circle, you're too scared to do something, then just take the child that is being bullied and ask your friends to walk with that child, and everyone walks off. And then the bully stands there alone. You told them that the news media has no money if we don't watch them. So the same thing goes for Newton's cradle. The momentum stops just by you walking off, because the bully goes, what?
They're not getting their attention.
My audience go, right?
Yep.
My Definitely. Audience just walked off. That's lesson number one. You have so much incredible, I don't call it power. You have so much incredible might to make something happen without uttering one syllable. You can diffuse a situation. It's amazing.
Okay, Gabriella, I can't believe, but time has flown by. I want to get a few things covered here. One of them is that I just, this is more of a comment that I want to share, that because they shared it. It says, I listened to your show in 2017 that Gabriella was on and ordered her book. I gave it to my daughter to read with the comment that what you experienced was very much what I too endured as the only Native American kid in an all-white school in the 80s. She came out of her room with tears streaming down her face and just stared at me. She asked me, this actually happened to you too? Since that time, our relationship has been so amazing, and I owe it all to you. Gabriella, please know how much your story means to all of us. What can we do with Dare to Be Kind every day besides spread the word about the importance of this movement? And that's from Bree, and she has in parentheses a huge fan.
Well, Bree, I hope I can get to meet you. Why don't you write me on Facebook? And why don't you send me a little message? And if you're in a state that I'm anywhere near, I will come and I'll come and meet your daughter.
That's
because
great.
That touches me. Of course, I would come and meet her. So that's already one. And the second is, you know, maybe this is the most beautiful advice I can give. And she already did it, but I'm going to say it anyway for the ones that maybe don't understand it. All my talks on stage, I finish with one sentence, one quote, my own quote. And that is, the wave that knocks you down is the wave that lifts you up. And it took me forever to understand that. And that that, you know, that, that pain that just grabs you and that paralyzes you with fear is also that wave that then makes you stand taller and makes you take that deep breath and say, no, enough, I am good, you know? So that's it. And then for this young lady, Bree, just remember something. I cannot see Gabriella. You can see Gabriella, but I see you. And we have a duty to each other to communicate what we see in the other person.
All right. Okay, I just want to share real quick for everybody. Please, we're going to add a new feature to this show, and it's going to be Where in the World is Gabriella? So so as Gabriella is on her tour, we will either start or finish each show. If we can get Gabriella on, if she's not on stage somewhere, and you people can send in some notes or guesses or whatever you'd like on where in the world is Gabriella, and maybe we'll even throw some hints out there. Gabriella, unfortunately, we are out of time, but thank you so much for everything that you do. For everybody out there, have an incredible 2019, and know that it starts with kindness and gratitude.
And last thing, kindness. I agree with everything that Alan says, but make kindness a lifestyle. Make it a choice. Put it on every day like you do your clothes.
There you go. There you go. All right, everybody, again, thank you so much, and be with us again next week on Answers for the Family.
Thank you. Bye, Alan.
Bye.
Happy New Year to you. Bye-bye.